That's our second talk today, is by Yonan, and the title is the Universal Energy Structure on the VD Algebra.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me to all the organizers for making this event possible. I really like the format of this conference, long lectures and lots of time for discussions. The title is on the board already. We'll begin with a more precise statement of my result. It's explicit instruction. Common topic non-trivial. The formation, I call it new. Something like new for new, as in the English word for new structure. So it's a deformation of something that I call M, which I assume is clear what it is. Deformation new the commutative product M on EV algebras with multi zeta coefficients. That's this bold-faced zeta.
Well, multi-zeta, is this bold-faced zeta? So this is a ring of multi-zeta functions?
Yes. No, of values.
Multiple
zeta functions. So, some comments. Of cyclic operands. So Benoit told us about operands. In an operand you can permute the inputs, the operations. You have a permutation group action, and here you have a larger permutation group action where you can also intuitively the outputs can become an input of the operations. So if you take a cyclic Batane-Wilkowiecki algebra, my construction gives you a cyclic infinity. Another kind of nice fact, you can replace multiple zeta values periods mixed state motives and ramified over the integers. And I write motivic periods here to emphasize that it's the formal algebra of periods, not some kind of subalgebra of the complex of real numbers. The notation terminology here. During this talk, operand will mostly mean what I call planar. And if you know a bit about operands, that might also be called a non-symmetric
Cypriot opera. I find this terminology to be kind of forced and strange sounding, so I prefer to call it planar opera because it's a structure that mimics gluing of planar trees. So, a planar opera is some kind of collection of objects in some monodal category. Compositions mimic the composition rules for so this should be I, J. We're grafting planar trees together, but the trees are not rooted. Trees are not rooted, so I can commute the input labels cyclically, but I can't do any permutation. So that's why it's a non-symmetric cyclic. Is this notion clear?
In the beginning you said that this notion has more symmetry than ordinary operas, but it seems more symmetry in some way but less symmetry, right? In some other way.
So it has slightly more symmetry than a non-symmetric opera.
Mm-hmm.
It's a non-symmetric opera that additionally has a compatible cyclic convention. Now note my notation here. If you would pass to the corresponding non-symmetric opera, this might be n minus 1, because this comes to root. The trees aren't rooted, so there's one additional leg to the trees. Okay, now I erased the statement of my result, but something about motivation for why I would want to construct such a thing. So the first thing is as follows. If you take the opera of little intervals, these are intervals embedded in a larger interval, and you take the spread of framed discs in the plane, so Bernard always spoke of the operand of discs in the plane. These are framed, meaning that you initially choose a phase parameter for each of the discs. And there's a natural map here. Topologically, you take you imagine the standard interval as being the kind of the real axis of the disc. And you enlarge the intervals, so they become discs, and let's say we fix, so this should be framed, let's say we fix the phase parameter to point in the direction of the real axis. And this map is kind of almost tautological from a topological perspective. It's very natural. And then you can pass to the associated operands of chains, say simplicial chains, or it doesn't really matter. Then famous results say that both these operands are formal. can connect them as some kind of zigzag cross-size morphisms of operators to their respective homology operator. And these homology operators, they are the operator of associative algebras and of Batali-Minkowski algebras. You can ask, so every Batali-Minkowski algebra is in particular a commutative algebra. So you have a map here. You would like to think kind of canonical. Take the commutative product on a Batali-Minkowski algebra, say that okay, it's an associative product. You can ask, can you choose the formalities here in such a way that you get a commutative diagram? And you can't. This is this is due to Hacker and Victor Turchin, I think. I hope I spelled his name correctly. So, formalities of the little intervals operator is essentially trivial. You can write one down just immediately. The formalities of the framed disks, that's such a formality is the same as using a Ringfeld associator. This is due to Cervera. So, but whatever associator you choose here, however you choose this formality, you can't make it commutative. So, what we need to do we should really replace it with associative operator, I think it's minimal resolution, the infinity operator. So let's say this is a choice of Ringfeld associator, then here I should have the corresponding correction nu phi that adds the higher homotopies to this M that are necessary for it to be possible to make this commutative. So one way of interpreting this is that the seemingly canonical map here, M, is much less canonical than we would like to think it is. What's really canonical is somehow on the chain level up here, which is, I would like to call it quantum for some reason. It sounds fancy. So, on the quantum level here, the M here, if we think is canonical, is only a kind of first order approximation, or the shadow of what's really happening. So, the class, this deformation here, it finds some homology class. The deformation complex of M. And this deformation complex, the first cohomology group is the Grothendieck-Takmuller-Lie algebra plus a one dimensional piece. This is Wilbacher and Felicio. So this is an incarnation of the correspondence with a choice of formality here, right? So I would like to think of this as parametrizing associators. And okay, so I can choose another associator, but they will be related by the a GRT group. So this part here, I can always, it's kind of arbitrary, right? Choosing the associated different here by acting with the GRT element, I can get rid of this piece. So the only thing that matters is kind of the coefficient here. And this possibility result here says that whatever associator I choose, so I can exhaust all associators by acting with GRT. But this class here will always have a non-zero coefficient here in this class, whereas M has not. So up to GRT action, this new structure here is really unique. It corresponds to this one-dimensional piece. It has some other terms as well, but those you can kind of gauge away by placing the associator, by acting with GRT. Motivation from a different perspective is as follows. So, U phi is kind of clear when we take as associator the Alexeyev-Grossian associator. By saying kind of clear, I mean that it's perfectly clear if you take as your PDV algebra polyvector fields. It has a informally, it's given by a formula similar to the formula Sergei had on the board this morning. So the sum over some kind of graphs in the spirit of Concevich, and then integrator and associated some form corresponding to the graph given by wedging over edges, and I write a subscript R here to indicate that it's given by an R given function, and then there's some operator given by graphical pedigree that Sergei this morning. And here, if one in this formula tries to replace the argument propagator or something logarithmic, say omega log, and on its face with divergences. So heuristically, this logarithmic choice instead corresponds to taking the Knishnik Samolachikov associator instead. We'd like to be able to do that, but we can't because these integrals then diverge, and there's really no way around it. he's not using the same kind of arguments that the logarithmic propagator works when you use L infinity. And Sergei talked a little bit about that. So, but then the points are free to run everywhere in the plane, kind of, but here in Sosea, the points are collinear. And when they collapse on the boundary strata, you have real, you cause real divergences. And my construction, I would like to think of it as being this construction with the logarithmic propagator. However, I tried to do that repeatedly, but I failed. And then I did something else that I think solves that problem, but the relationship is not entirely clear. My construction is based on reinterpreting a lot of results by Francis Crown in an operatic language.
So I'd like to tell you about Crown's moduli spaces. So as an auxiliary for this, Cn would be the set of chords on the standard N one. So set theoretically is just pairs of indices ij. Are not consecutive. Right. So if we take now the moduli space of genus 0 and point curves, the easier description is that you take n copies of the Riemann sphere. Diagonals and quotient it. But you can realize this as an affine variety. With generators given by chords on the n-gon. Modulo some relations. And this identification is due to Brown, I think it is, but his thesis was the first place I saw it. And the way to realize this is to identify these variables with cross ratios. So I should say it's a completely classical result that the algebra of function series generated by cross ratios. The perhaps slightly surprising thing is that you only need these cross ratios. And the relations R are given by UA plus UB is 1. A and B are completely crossing. And this notation is, I think, the product. All chords and that.
like a crossing. Meaning what? That each each core crosses so each core.
So it's symmetric. So every all chords in B cross all chords in A, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. So. Crossing, so the chords in B cross the chord in A, and the chord in A cross both chords in B. This is U1-3, this is UA plus UB, which is U2-5, U2-4, that's one, as functions of M0-5. Here, the moduli space, it's easy to define and introduce Brown's moduli space. It's M delta 01. Same thing, except in for M0n, you allow the inverses of the coordinates. And here you don't allow that. So the marks. Space sits inside of this, so not allowing inverses is like going from the punctured plane to the whole plane. No surprise. It's the big open part where all the coordinates are non-zero, and slightly more interesting is the inclusion of Brown's moduli space into the Dillon-Mumford compactification. And it sits inside of there as only those strata that correspond planar trees. So all the boundary strata of the Dillon-Mumford compactification are given by stable trees that describe how some points have bubbled off. And in Brown's partial compactification, you only add those strata where points bubble off if they are connected consecutive. Order. So, for example, points 1, 2, and 3 can bubble off, but points 1, 2, and 5 can, of course, bubble off. So, this data are so all the strata around compactification are given by setting one of these coordinates to zero. And heptagon and setting this one, 3, 7, and setting this chord to 0, the corresponding coordinate, you reinterpret it as a boundary state, and you just consider the dual picture. So instead of polygons, you take the dual trees. Just to interpret the picture here dually, so polygons and trees are completely equivalent. And higher co-dimension strata are given by further decompositions of the n-bar. So this decomposes it into two pieces, and if you choose a decomposition into more pieces, you get a dual picture of a tree that describes a further degeneration. Conclusion here is that moduli spaces form a tamer operator, a category of defined varieties. So it's well known that the Ring-Mother compactification is a cyclic operator. And the only difference here is that now I can't permute the labelings arbitrarily, I can just cyclically permute them. Instead of arbitrary stable trees, I have planar stable trees, like a plane. Brown in his thesis gave a description of this as generated by the D-log of the chord coordinates. So you have a logarithmic form for each chord, and then you have a relations saying this product is 0, and you are completely crossing as before. Not so difficult. So if I go back to this picture here, the same picture says that alpha 1,3 times alpha 2,5 plus alpha 2,4 is 0. we have a very explicit description of the cohomology algebra. And what else do we need? We need inside Brown's moduli spaces, we have cells Xn given by allowing the coordinates to be between 0 and 1. Does it mean regularized restriction? So I now consider the boundary straight given by sending this coordinate, or the coordinate corresponding to that chord, to zero. And what happens in pictures is that you take your differential form, so this might be, I haven't specified the order of the chords here, but say it's alpha 1, 3, alpha 2, 7, alpha 3, 5. To get the regularized restriction, I just cut the chord along the chord defining my boundary straight. And what do I end up with? I cut, I get here's a pentagon and here's a square. And these are the forms on the straight. And if the chord that you, the picture that you start with has some kind of has a chord crossing this, then you start out with your scissor and you're faced with something, and then you say just set it to zero. So I'm not sure about what the sign will be here. Either kind of the identity, if you reinterpret the chord here as a chord of a sort of polygon. Now it's zero if C prime is equal to the chord defined in the strata, or if C crosses it. It's a planar co-operator. So what would I need to verify? I would need to verify that these co-compositions are suitably co-associative. But that's kind of clear. I mean, cutting first along one chord and then along another, or decomposing polygons is co-associative. So I have a cooperate structure on the cohomology of the open moduli space. If you're familiar with the literature about operates, that might come as a surprise, because what everyone is familiar with is Getzler's gravity cooperate. That's different from this. But they are related like this. Poincaré residue to some strata. It's given by, let's call it res or residue, and it's given by this formula. But first, you remove the chord that you want to cut along. So for example, if I had this chord here to begin with, then taking Poincaré residue is first applying this differential operator, which means first I remove it. And then I cut it along there.
How is it different? That there are relations, it's...
Those are preserved. So a priori, of course, it's not even clear that... I mean, this is not an operator on the cohomology algebra. Mm-hmm. But when you compose it with this, it works out. These compositions, they reduce degree, reduce the form degree by one. So this gives the degree shift. Anti-planar. Forgets where it's anti-cyclic. But now I will talk about the planar piece. This is Getzler's gravity cooperate. Before the break, I'd like to state. So, almost the main theorem, or the second main theorem. When I started out doing this, I even did a preprint in the archive, didn't contain this. And, well, it turned out to be somewhat slightly wrong. But the fault is not entirely mine, because the result I'm about to write down here, it was claimed without proof by Francis Brown and Jonas Bergström in an article from some years ago. And then Francis Brown wrote to me and said that I have realized that I have no proof for this. But now it's proven, though the result is not published anywhere yet. Theorem looks kind of innocent. Well, it's by me, but I must say that most of the work is by Don Petersen. And Clément Dupont has written to me saying that he also has a proof, I believe. And I think he has maybe worked together with Bruno Valette on this, and maybe some others. There are independent proofs of this, but it's not on the archive. And it says mixed Hodge structure on the homology of Brown's moduli space. Pure of 8 2k. And this looks kind of innocent, but it has some fabulous corollaries. And the first corollary is the canonical map, pulling back to the open moduli space. And from that, you get a fairly explicit description of this homology, because you can characterize its image in here. Let's call this image a delta. Section of all chords, parallel of these residue maps. So you take just those forms that have no residue along one of the boundary strata in Brown's partial compactification. And this is fairly explicit, this description, since I have this lemma here. And I can describe Brown as a kernel. So this is inside the N, this is an explicit description. You can code everything in terms of these chord diagrams of a polygon. Now, maybe the most surprising result that you get is from this. Is that the gravity, let's say cooperate, is co-free as Bonner this as three planar on the commodity of Brown's moduli spaces. intuitively, what does it mean? It means the sum over the compositions D. This, and on each one of these you put some form on Brown's modular space. And the chords and the decomposition here, those are exactly the residues. So what I drew here, it has a residue of 1, 2, 3, 7, it has a residue along U3, 7 equal to 0, and it has a residue where U3, 5 equal to 0, and no other residues. And state the last corollary and then we'll maybe take a break. So there is a splitting. Splitting, I call it reg or regularization.
Yes. If not, let's make a 10 minutes.